welcome to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael of Greensboro. And now let's welcome our dear friend, Brother Dean.
All right, welcome to Preach the Word podcast. And this podcast, I'm actually going to be responding or commenting on a podcast that was recently uploaded by Pastor J.D. Greer. The name of it, I've got it here on my phone. It's a really good podcast. I've heard of it before, and this is the first one I actually listened to. But it's called Ask Me Anything, and it's by J.D. Greer. And pretty much the description, he'll give a answer to like tough theological questions and leadership questions, ethical questions, things like that. So excellent podcast. I've only listened to one episode, but I have already subscribed and will be listening again. I want you to check out this was uploaded on February 6th. And the title of it is Should Christians Watch Game of Thrones? And it's got in parentheses, or anything with nudity. And I really love what he has to say about it. I feel he gives very sound advice on the topic, gives good scripture to back up what he's saying. He also has a lot of good quotes from John Piper and other individuals that are really good. So my initial thoughts on this, check out that podcast. It's great. It's a very good answer. But my initial thoughts on that, and I want you to hear my point of view on this. So let's look at the scripture first and foremost. Matthew 5:28, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And Galatians 5:16 says this, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There was a quote in that podcast. I believe it was by Piper. It was J.D. Greer quoting Piper. And, man, it was phenomenal. I love the way it was said. Let me find it real quick. I think I might have butchered the quote. But revealing nudity or taking God's name in vain is a couple of examples where the actor is not only depicting sin, but sinning while they are doing the depicting. The actor is being exposed to arouse the audience. And so, for example, he's talking about how there are going to be some things, some movies that depict sin. And even in the Bible, you read about awful things. Now, they don't go into detail, but like, for example, David lie with Bathsheba, and I'm paraphrasing, but you see what I'm saying there. And there are ways to depict it through the arts, depict something, but not actually sin while doing it. But when a person actually takes God's name in vain, a actor is depicting an individual who is taking God's name in vain, but actually says it themselves. That is the actor or actress, then they are sinning while depicting that sin. They are actually doing the act of saying God's name in vain. Nudity is another thing. The individual is actually exposing themselves. Yes, they are an actor or an actress, and they are depicting, there is the arts, but they are still sinning. They are exposing themselves for the arousal of the viewer. Now, I want to warn you about something, okay? And just the question as a whole with the podcast is what caught my attention, because it said, should a Christian watch the Game of Thrones? And then it has in parentheses, or anything with nudity, I think. That's what it was. Let me make sure here. I got it right in front of me. Should Christians watch Game of Thrones or anything with nudity? Right. So really, in my opinion, I'm not knocking the podcast. I mean, he's just answering the question. But the question is, should Christians watch anything with nudity or sexual content? That's the question, okay? Here is the trap so many people fall in. Should Christians watch Game of Thrones, Wolf on Wall Street, porn, right? I just gave you extreme examples. I've never seen Game of Thrones, But if you look at the family content on IMDb.com or Common Sense Media, whatever it is, you hear people talking about the show. It's pretty obvious. It's not a good show. It's very pornographic. There are certain movies that have a reputation of being pornographic, having a lot of sexual content, very graphic sexual content, graphic nudity. And a lot of times, Christians will talk about those movies like it's a no-brainer. That's not, you shouldn't even ask that question. What do you mean, should a Christian watch Game of Thrones? Hey, that's a given, of course not. But here's the problem. There are other movies that Christians will talk about watching that has nudity in it. When's the last time you heard a Christian talk about the movie Forrest Gump? Look at the family content. There is nudity in that movie. And you will hear people say, well, it's just one scene. So-and-so takes the Lord's name in vain, or so-and-so gets, they expose themselves. But you got to understand, you can fast forward that part. I'm speaking 90s lingo there, but you can skip that part, or you can close your eyes real quick. It's over very briefly, or you'll hear someone say something like, I forgot that was even in there. Or, I watched the original version on TV, and I never watched it on DVD before. And it was just a quick, I don't know why they had to throw that in there. All the while, we continued to watch stuff like that. Now, let's go back to the words of Jesus, okay? But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Says nothing about this woman being naked. Says nothing about this woman being in an act of sexuality. It just says, looketh on a woman and lust after her. How many Christians, I want you to ask yourself this question. You may ask, a Christian man may answer this question. This may be you. Do you look at porn? Or should a Christian look at porn? And a lot of the answers you're going to get is no. And I struggle with it, or no, I wouldn't look at that, or I've had some issues with it in the past. But 99.9% of the time, you're going to hear, you're going to have those who try to justify it. But for the most part, you're going to have a Christian that's going to say, no, Christians should not look at porn. It's Bible's very clear on fornication, and the verse I gave you earlier, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Pornography is sinful. It's wrong. But we will not look at pornography. We will say it's not okay to go to a strip club. It's not okay to physically cheat on our wife or physically commit the act of fornication before marriage, the act of sex, sexual intercourse, and saying fornication as a whole. And that includes, and let me just say, if you got little ears listening, this is not a family-friendly podcast on this one. I'm talking about pornography, so I'll give you time to go ahead and turn this off now. But this is talking about, like, masturbation. This is talking about all types of fornication, all types of sin. So we will all say, well, that's wrong. We shouldn't do that. But yet, Jesus said, if we even look and lust at a woman, we're committing adultery already in our heart. Now, that is not a cop-out. That is not a way to say, oh, well, yeah, that's just the way God made me, and, we all do it. No, not at all. We should never take that lightly. First of all, Adam sinned. That is our fallen nature. Hey, lusting is a sin. Lusting over a woman. God has a design for marriage. God created sex for a husband and a wife to enjoy, to reproduce, to be able to reproduce and to enjoy as husband and wife. And it's a wonderful thing. The marriage bed is undefiled, okay? Sex is a wonderful, beautiful thing, and it was created by God. But if it's not done in through marriage, as through the terms, the guidelines given in the Bible, it is a sin. And so many people will say, yep, I agree with that. I agree with what the Bible says. I agree that pornography is a sin. I agree that, we shouldn't go to strip clubs. If you're married, you shouldn't put your hands on other women. You shouldn't cheat on your wife. All of that's a sin. But those same people will watch movies here and there that have nudity in them. Those same people will lust and fantasize over their coworkers. Those same people will go to a website and look at the little ads that pop up over in the corner of a lady in her underwear. Those same individuals will look at, you know, Sports Illustrated for the articles or whatever it may be. There is no middle ground to sin. Okay? So if you're listening to this, no, a Christian should not watch Game of Thrones. No, a Christian should not watch Wolf on Wall Street or that new movie Babylon that just came out. No, Christians should not watch that. But Christians should not watch anything that has sexual content or nudity whatsoever. Doesn't matter if it's 80% of the movie or 0.08% of the movie, and it's a quick little scene. There is no middle ground to sin. That is why so many people struggle with pornography, because they try to find a middle ground. They itch, and they have this temptation, and instead of squashing this temptation, instead of quoting James 4:7 and submitting to God with all their heart and resisting the devil and fleeing from him, you know what they do? Well, they're not looking at porn. They're not watching a movie or a show like Game of Thrones. But you know what they're doing? They're satisfying themselves, and they're hunting for things like magazine covers, and they're watching a show that has a little scene here and there, and they're staring at their coworkers, and they're fantasizing and thinking of them and lingering in them and imagining them. Okay? Friends, that is sin. Run from that. Don't watch the Game of Thrones. Of course, don't watch the Game of Thrones. But don't watch other movies that have any nudity whatsoever. Live a clean life. Okay? Purpose in your heart, you're not going to sin against God. Don't just say no to the obvious things. Say no to all sin. Submit your hearts to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Yield to God. Cleave to that which is good. Okay? Don't sin against your body. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is something I am very, very, very passionate about. I mean, I am extremely passionate about. You have an addiction with pornography. You have issues with pornography. You want to continue on this conversation? Reach out to me. Please, reach out to me. I will be more than happy to help you. I will be more than happy to pray with you, give you some tips of how to live a pure life. It's extremely important. This is a sin that a lot of people keep secret. This is something that a lot of people, they will shame others openly, but it's such a big problem in our churches. And what we need is we need accountability, and we need love, and we need confession, and we need to remind each other that God, for great sin, there is great forgiveness. That God is our Father, that He loves us, and He wants to restore fellowship with us. If you're listening to this, you're like, you know what, I don't agree with that. Or you're just kind of like, you know, just kind of wanted to see what He had to say about it. But you're continuing, you don't watch the far extremes, but you're continuing to dab. And you walk around, your phone has zero filter. You'll watch any movie without even searching the content. And if it's got a nude scene, it does. You know, you kind of look at it, but you go on. Friends, you're playing with fire, okay? You're playing with fire. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. These are careful steps, okay? Meditate on the law of the Lord day and night. Walk close to Him. Psalm 23, He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. You need to follow Him. You think Jesus Christ is going to lead you down the path of watching movies with sexual content and nudity filled with cursing and words that blaspheme His name? I don't think so. Okay? Lord Jesus, please use this for Your honor and Your glory. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And just want to say, check out the Ask Me Anything podcast by J.D. Greer. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I would definitely recommend that podcast for you to listen to, something we can listen to together. All right. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael from Greensboro. You can email Brother Dean, preachtheword87@outlook.com. preachtheword87@outlook.com. You also can follow our dear friend Brother Dean Carmichael on Facebook, facebook.com/DeanCarmichaelJr.